Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
What a show we've got this week, man.
Really?
As if to prove it. Yeah. Guess who's got a new double album? The original official super singles collection. Oh, I'm just going to tell you, it's UK subs. And check this out for a version of a song. This is Drunken Sailor. As UK subs, Tony, and Drunken Sailor, which was brought out as a single, a limited edition single, round about 10 years ago, I think. It might be more than that, actually. I might be wrong then. It might be 20. I'll check it up. I will check that out. It might be 20 years old, that song. I will check. And that is from the Complete Punk Singles Collection, which is a very nicely packaged collection, come out on Captain Oi Records. What is UK Subs' website?
UKSubs.co.uk?
No, UKSubs.com. Unlucky there. Poorly being Internet 1, Tony Nil. I will be playing more of that in future weeks. It's absolutely brilliant. It's got all the classics on it. It's got CID, Stranglehold, Warhead, all the ones everybody knows. And then it's also got some little beauties. what I'm saving for Christmas.
Right.
Put it that way. Yeah, absolutely great. And thank you so much to Captain Oi for sending it through. It's a really lovely... I'll tell you what, if you know anyone who's a UK subs fan, it's a brilliant present for them. It's just really nicely packaged. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
Now, if I was to tell you that we had a really interesting mix of music this week, you'd go, oh yeah, but we always do. But no, particularly this week. I'm going to tell you the bands up front, my friend, because it's not the usual fare. Exactly. You've heard UK subs. Up next will be Rawhide. We've got Limousine. We've got the 99ers by request. Skin. Yes, my friend. Don't know whether you remember Skin, but they're back. I'm very happy about that. King Salami, the Cumberland Three, and from the Vaults, we've got Rust, a band I frankly never heard of before, that have come through from STP Records. And we're finishing with Leningrad Cowboys, mate. I've had such a laugh putting the music together this week. I have loved it. Anyway, never mind about the laughter.
Nice.
And the fun. I've got a joke for you.
Okay.
This has come through in the comedy suburbs, poorly be at punkyradio.com. If you do have a joke for me, do send it through. This has come from Donna Darko, who seems to be the queen of the one-liner of late. What do you call a fish in bed?
Hello.
A kipper.
Nice.
This is nice, isn't it? If you think you've got a better joke than that, and surely you have, please do email poorlybeatpunkyradio.com, tiny email, comedy suburbs. Now, I have got a poem for you as well, but I'm going to save it for the next bit.
Okay.
Because I have a feeling you're a bit low on everything, aren't you, this week?
A little bit. Yeah.
So instead, we're going straight into track two. Now, this is a band that have come through. Where have they come from? I can't remember. Now, it might be Patak Records. I can't remember. I've been a fool here. But this is a band from Sweden called Rawhide. This is proper rock and roll coming up for you now. What I know is, Tony, what is Rawhide's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Rawhide Band.
Good idea, but wrong. MySpace.com/Rawhide Death Punk. Yeah. So is it poorly being internet too, Tony Nil? Mate, this is your kind of guitar-driven rock and roll that you could really get fret-wanking to, quite frankly. This is Sanitarium Blues.
To the man of law, unable to be free. Like I self-be
twatsicle.
That was Sanitarium Blues, Tony. Now that rock and roll Swedish style, doesn't it?
Nice.
It's one of a number of bands. I'm sorry, one of two bands. Not a number. That's two. Well, two is a number. It's one of two bands that I hadn't actually heard of before I came to put the music together for this show, and I'm glad I've now heard of them. Music from all over the world this week as well. Fantastic. Yeah. You know, I'll just stop getting carried away and hand it over to you for your extensive section.
It's a new month, so please do get your Podcast Alley comments in for us. We've had one so far, but it is only the 6th of September today, so...
I haven't voted yet.
No, I haven't either, actually, so...
We can't expect other people to, we haven't ourselves.
Good point. But so, I'll vote, and everyone else can vote, please do. Go to punkcreator.com, top of the screen. Important, please vote for his link. Hit that, enter your email address, and a subject and comment if so, and you can read them out. Please do vote for us. Had the one. And it goes, I have not melted in the sun. I think I've missed a few months of voting. Sorry, boys. Despite being a goth and wanting to spend the entire summer estivating, it's actually my busiest time of year for work. At least I've kept my moon tan with the help of SPF 60. Loving the poet in residence. Keep it up, Joni H. Jizz. That's an insane star.
Oh, insane star. This knickers thing is going on a bit now, you know.
A little bit. Not heard it, no? No,
I can't believe she's still wearing the same pair. They're ready now. Send them.
But thank you for the comment. And get those pants sorted.
We get also have a pants sorted.
Exactly. We've also got a Facebook group. If you don't want to vote for the podcast,
a Christmas present.
That's true. The gift that keeps on giving, really.
Well, it's the gift she keeps on wearing at the moment. That's the problem.
Yeah, true. Please do write on our Facebook wall if you don't want to vote for the Podcast Alley. Just search Punky Radio on Facebook. It's the radio station that you will find. Like that page and leave us a comment on our wall. And that's what Caroline Jackson did.
Thank you, Caroline Jackson.
And she says, through love of Rancid, discovered Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards. Wow, knockout. Still enjoying the show. XXXX. Thank you very much.
And as a direct result of reading that comment, I went back and revisited a bit of Operation Ivy stuff.
Alright.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Maybe you should try that out as well, Caroline Jackson. It's quite... You know, you've heard Operation Ivy, haven't you?
I think so, I have. No. No.
Oh, dude, they do a great song called Sound System, which is one of the bouncy ska numbers, but it's quite a rough recording. Brilliant, brilliant. So I saw Rancid do it live a few years ago now. Don't matter. Anyway, yes, check out Operation Ivy. They were just around... Oh, they were single-handedly responsible for reinventing ska punk on the West Coast, some would argue. And by Coast, I don't mean Cornwall.
That's it, Facebook comments.
Well, beautifully done, Tony. Thank you for your contributions this week.
That's okay.
I have a poetry corner for it. I'm a lot more chatty this week than last week, aren't I? Last week, at one point, I said, I'm sorry, so boring this week. When I listened to it, it wasn't.
No.
I just have high standards, clearly. It's nice having my voice back properly as well. Obviously, the poetry corner this week comes from, you guessed it, Joni H. Jizz. And who is, I'm going to say at the start, who's moving around the country licking women one city at a time. That was a quote from me. If you have a poem for Poetry Corner, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, Poetry Corner. Here we go. Hey, P&T. One whole week I've been wearing a frown. The wait for Punky has fair got me down. Nearly 200 hours while you lurk in the showers having soapy time punching the clown. That's a beauty.
Nice.
And that's Joni H. Jizz. This week is the Consett confirmed bachelorette. Oh. And interestingly, Consett was the place I only just got to before I ran out of petrol on the way back from Scotland last week. So there you go. Next song. This needs no introduction. It's getting none, but it's going to be back announced to its full extent. Limousine, 20 greatest hits.
Yeah.
That was Limousine Tony, their new single, 20 Greatest Hits, which is out soon.
Nice.
What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/limousine.
And how are you spelling limousine?
LIMOZINE.
You are indeed. Tony 1, Paul of the Internet 2. Did I mention it was a cemetery service in the last bit?
No.
Who knows? It was, anyway. Underneath us. Now it's Mustang Lightning underneath us. Thanks, doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
It's okay.
I've only got two things to tell you about in this section, mate.
Okay.
Did you do anything last week, by the way?
No. No, I didn't do anything last week.
Excellent. Well, yeah. It's good to know what I did, then.
Yeah.
We've got a word of the week. It's a phrase of the week. It came out of nowhere. I was having a haircut and beard trim off Mr. Felix. Okay. Who actually, did I tell you about? He's a punky listener as a direct result of being told about Felix on our show. Travelled up to this fabulous hair salon Farley's to get a quiff done.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. We are uniting fans and scissors from across the land.
Excellent.
So, excellent. Thanks very much, bloke who went up there. Yeah, Felix was giving me a beard trim, and it gets fairly homoerotic when he's doing it, because he has to sit between my legs, and there is close eye contact, and just the smallest movement of eyebrow on either point, and we both just corpse. And I did something, and he called me something, but I was laughing so much, I didn't hear what he called me, and I accused me of calling me a little Percy. I don't think he was calling me a little Percy. Anyway, I said, no, fuck you, you little Percy. So just a random sort of friendly abuse. Oh, you little Percy. It's like that. So, yeah, I don't know where it's come from, but that's all I've got this week, you little Percy. Here's something. I like to be groundbreaking when I get kicked out of bars.
Okay.
And this week, no exception. Where was it? I had Friday night off. And I went out into that London town, and I was in a bar in Balham fairly late on with some mates, and we'd ordered drinks, and we'd had cocktails, and I'd got quite friendly with the barman and said, listen, can you do me a no sugar cocktail? I don't want a real sweet one. He went, yeah, fine. Made a really good cocktail, and we sat at the bar, we're having a chat with him, and I said, listen, will you just watch these drinks while we go out for a smoke? He went, yeah, no problem. So we went out for a smoke, came back in, the drinks had gone, but they'd been replaced by two full drinks that looked the same.
Okay.
So I thought, oh, what's clearly happened here is someone's had our drinks, he's replaced them with full ones. Would that be fair enough?
I'd say so, yeah.
That would be fair enough. So anyway, so I sat down and started drinking one. Then the landlord came over, took the drink off me, threw it in the sink, and said, I have to make another one now, and walked off moaning. Then our barman comes back with our drinks and puts them back down. Right. All right, okay. So anyway, so we finished those drinks, and then we went to buy more, by which time there'd been some sort of confab behind the bar, and our barmaid said, I'm really sorry, guys, but I'm going to have to throw you out. You've just drunk the landlord's drink, and he's really pissed off about it. I didn't even get the chance to explain myself. We're just out, frog marched, out, gone.
No, yeah, more. Really?
No more. Kicked out of a bar. Only I could accidentally drink the landlord's drink that he just made for himself. Yeah, so anyway, that's the latest way I've been kicked out of a bar. Yeah, so that was that, really. I did a gig in Bournemouth on Saturday night, which I wasn't expecting, and that was great. Really, really great fun, as it turned out. There's stags and hens and that, and me shouting at them. Mm. Not a lot else to report there. I might be going to see Limousine on Sunday.
Ah, good.
I know,
you haven't seen them before, have you?
No, but I'm not really going to be seeing them this time, because they're only doing one song.
Ah.
This doesn't sound like the kind of thing I would naturally be interested in, but it is. It's some art installation in South East London that involves a bloke who builds a sort of record shop, and then he records a band in it and makes the record while you're there, and then he puts it in the installation, and then he moves on to the next place. So he builds up the record collection with each band he does. So it's a really interesting idea. But it's between 5:30 and 8:30. It's 3 hours. There's one song. Might be a bit wanky. Could be brilliant. So if I'm not working on Sunday, because I might be, I'll tell you a bit about that later on. If I'm not working on Sunday, I might go down and watch that. But interestingly, Limo Dean, the lead singer, has already said, look, you've never seen this before, you might not want to come to this.
No.
which that's just a red rag to a Paul, isn't it? That just means I'm straight there. Anyway, so that's that. 20 Greatest Hits is backed by something equally good, but I don't want to play both.
Okay.
If you see what I mean, because it's just a single, I don't really want to play both. So, but that will be out, available for download, etc., etc., very soon. Yes, that's about it. Thank you very much to Manila PR for sending that to us, you lovely people. Right, next track. Someone asked for this a while back. They said, can we have more 99ers, please? Yes, you absolutely can. This, I've got it around here somewhere, is from the album Everybody's Rocking. And we played a few tracks of this. This is the band from Minneapolis who, or Minneapolis, St. Paul, anyway, who have got an English lead singer, but the lead singing is... They've kind of got two lead singers. They've got him and a girl. And, anyway, you don't need more information than that. What the information you need is their website. What is it, Tony?
99ers.com?
No, the 99ersband.com. It's THE, number 9, number 9, ERS, band.com. And this is Albuquerque Annie. Was Skin, and yes, that was the Muppet song.
Nice.
That's from an ancient CD single that I found called Perfect Day, which came out, oh, God knows how long ago. 1996. It's 15 years old, that song. How about that? Wow. And I just thought of them the other day, and I just thought, I bet I can dig that out from somewhere. And I did, and I found it. I thought, oh, I'll have to play that. And then when I went to check out their website, which is...
skinmusic.com?
No, skinfreak.co.uk, which makes it probably be an internet for Tony Bond, huh? How happy I was to find out that they've just recorded a new album.
Right.
So I'm going to get in touch with Skin and let them know what we're all about and get them involved, because I think they're great. So yeah, that was the Muppet song, and you're listening to Dr. Slagabry underneath us right now. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide? Yes. Another week, another three gigs at the 12 Bar Club. Still on Denmark Street, and it's still in London. I've got Friday, Saturday, Sunday's gigs, and here they are. Right, this Friday, 9th of September, we have Girls on Top, Longbone Trio, The Witch Doctors, and The Soul Hustlers. It's the Bonnie and Clyde's Renegade Rendezvous night.
Seal of approval right there. You can expect unusual alternative music at a Bonnie and Clyde show.
Yeah. Well, how much do you think you'd expect to pay?
Do you know what? I'm going with £6 here.
You'd be right.
Oh, thank Lord.
Now, Saturday night, the artist's been confirmed, but it's an Enterprise Studios night. I've looked those up, and they actually set on the same street, they're on Denmark Street, and I think they're associated with Earache, so it might be heavy.
So it's going to be pretty full on.
Yeah, I think so. So it's one of their nights, and artists be confirmed, but how much do you think it is on a Saturday night?
I don't think metal likes to be discounted. I'm going £6.
Five.
Oh, I was wrong. Yeah. Recession busting on a Saturday.
I know. And Sunday, then September, Emily and the Faves, and more to be confirmed again. How much do you think that is on a Sunday night?
I'm going recession busting again at a fiver.
It is. It's higher.
It is. So, not bad. I got bad. Two out of three. Ain't bad.
Yes, that's it.
And that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
Well,
excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I'm very pleased about that. Now, we got something from the vaults here, because on Thursday, I might... There's quite a lot of mites this week. On Thursday, I might be going to the Stag's Head in Hoxton, in London town, to see the Mississippi Voodoo Men and King Salami and the Cumberland Three. So what I thought I'd do is do a From the Vaults here, because we haven't played this for ages, and play you a great track called Do the Worst. Or Do the Worst. Before and I recommend you see King Salami and the Cumberland Three at any point. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/KingSalami.
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/KingSalami and the Cumberland, and then the number three. So that's probably being his net five, Tony One, and this is Do the Worst.
Hey! boot and boogie down low. You gotta shake your butt and boogie down low. And do a little jig and shimmer it low.
Do a little jig and shimmer it low.
And stomp your feet from side to side.
Stomp your feet from side to side.
Now you're the no worse, now you're the way right.
I do it all right.
Goblin. You're listening to the Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the Bears this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Yeah. Are you doing anything this week?
More house viewings, possibly taking a build around your house this time to try and get some quotes on work needed. Hopefully get in there, but, you know, we keep saying that. Yes.
So that's it then. Another week of rock and roll.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. What about yourself?
Oh, it's funny you should ask. It's my comedy shows this weekend. Friday night in Hitchin and Saturday night in Letchworth. More information, lastminutecomedy.com. Thanks for updating that, by the way.
That's okay.
But you've still got Edinburgh on the link.
No, it's there. You just need to refresh your cash.
You've done that, have you? Yeah, I need to refresh my cash, do I?
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Okay. I don't even know how to do that. I'll work it out.
Yeah,
it's there, Paul. You're just an idiot. Basically, yeah, and they feature Robbie Bonham and Craig Murray, two acts that, unusually, two acts that have both played the clubs before. I normally have one who's been before and a new one, but I've got both of them on the stage. It's going to be brilliant. There's a possibility that we'll have a gig in Biggleswade on Sunday, but that's yet to be confirmed. Ticket sales on that have been slow, and they might want to pull it. I'm hoping they don't, because it's that again is Robbie Bonham and Sully O'Sullivan, the guy from New Zealand, who's absolutely brilliant. It's going to be good fun. Saturday afternoon, I'm doing the Autumn Madness bike show at Enston Airfield near Chipping Norton. It's a brilliant bill there. Well, including myself. And it's Craig Murray, Robbie Wadham, me, Mandy Knight and Rough Daddy. But I don't know whether there's any tickets left for that. But if you are in the motorbiking fraternity, you might already know about it. I might see you down there. And then, as I say, if I haven't got the gig in Biggleswade, I might go see Limousine on Sunday. And if I don't end up with any other plans on Thursday, I'm going to go and see King Salami. So I'm busy, basically.
Very nice.
Yeah.
That's that the afternoon gig as well.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so that's all that. So I'll be knackered by next week. But I should have some stories.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to get on with the next one.
Okay.
Because you haven't got anything to report, have you, really?
Unfortunately not.
No, do you know what?
What's that?
This has come through from Stu from STP Records, and it's on the Pug Music label, and STP over here, I think. It's good. It came through a band called Rust from Australia. Lean Mean Street Machine is the name of the album. Street punk and all, you go hand in hand. You look on the back, and they look like one of the hardest bands I've ever seen. They look like an Australian riot squad, basically.
Oh, wow.
We've got some right hard looking skins here. But actually, the album, in the same way that Resistance 77 and even Coxbarra, SU, that sort of, I can use words like that because I'm a little person. But I can use the words like SU when I say that they don't, SU, when they don't actually, they're not a classic oi sounding band. They're more a classic, really catchy, good laugh punk band that just happened to be skinhead. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, exactly like Coxbarra then. They're
more like Coxbarra, more like Resistance 77, but look more like Riot Squad, Septic Psychos, that sort of thing. So really, they fit in with all manner of punk. And do you know what? I really like this album. I could have played pretty much anything off it, but the one I've picked. There's a lovely little number called Female Japanese Psycho Killer.
Nice.
What I want to know is, though, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/rust?
No, MySpace.com/rustpunk. This is the thrashing this week. It's Paulie B's Internet 6, Tony 1. Enjoy this. This is, as I say, from the album Lean Mean Street Machine, available now. This is Female Japanese Psycho Killer. Listening to Project Marv underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I like having Marv at the start and the end of the show. I think he parenthesises it quite well. That's right, I've used the words SU and parenthesise here.
Nice.
I must be ill. Have you got a twat?
I don't.
Right, you need to do something about this.
Yes.
This is your platform.
Please. Send me your twat. This is a plea for twat. It's a twat plea, if you will. I've had no twat in several weeks now, and frankly, it's getting disgustingly dry. And
I don't understand why not.
I don't believe the world's ran out of twat.
No.
I can't believe it. And I don't think we've reached such heights of twat that people are too afraid to send them in again.
Perhaps the world is so full of twat that people just can't wade through it and pick a single one out.
Maybe. Well, they just need to take the time, one at a time, and then and wade through it. Don't try and take too much on. Just one twat at a time.
Sweet Jesus.
Yeah. So, please do email me, tony@punkyrage.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Every twat appreciated and was wondered to. Please do send them in now.
We have had some iTunes reviews into UK iTunes. I'm going to read them out next week, but do you just want to mention iTunes again anyway, because it's very important?
Yeah, please do reviews at iTunes. A handful of reviews make a massive amount of difference. They move us up the featured rankings on iTunes, so whichever country you're in, please do get a review in. Go to punkyradio.com. on the left is an iTunes link. If you hit that, it will open up the music store with our page on it where you can review us. You will need to log in, so you'll need an iTunes account, but it's all free. please do review us, 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. If you're not in the UK or US, if you email me, tony@punkyradio.com, with your review, we'll read it on the show.
Now, it's my dad's birthday today.
Happy birthday, Paul's dad.
And I've just been over to the Harvester with them.
It's a yearly tradition.
Yeah, that's where they like to get. Well, Mum's birthday, we go to Frankie and Benny's and she dances with a giant rat.
Sure.
And Dad's birthday, we go to Harvester and with my brother and the kids and that. I've had a right laugh over there. In fact, I unofficially opened Dad's birthday.
Oh, nice.
In the Harvester. And if you'd like to have a look at it, it won't be up for a few days, but if you haven't looked at my blog already, unofficialopenings.blogspot.com, work it out for yourself. It's crazy. But yeah, I thought after the massive one I did last week, I ought to take it down a peg. So I unofficially opened Dad's birthday. But of course, my dad does have an occasional question for you, doesn't he?
Yes.
And he's got a song, hasn't it?
Yes.
And is that song fairly similar to Gig Guide?
I do believe so, yes.
You're right. So is it time for my dad's occasional question
for Tony?
My dad.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
So anyway, this is his question this week was, as you know, Tony, it's my birthday today.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to getting some good presents. What's the best birthday present you've ever had?
Ooh. I think I did an acoustic guitar last year off my girlfriend. I think that was the best one I've ever had.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And I'm glad you had to think about it, because the last question you asked you for, you were right on it on the 300th show. Didn't take a pause. I told him about that. He did laugh. So that concludes my dad's
occasional question for Tony.
My dad. Birthday special.
Ooh.
Right, last track this week. Now, we have had some music this week. UK Drunken Sailor, a cover version. They are, of course, from the UK. Rawhide from Sweden. Limousine from London. 99ers Minneapolis. Skin, they're a British band, I think. I'm sure they are, in fact. King Slammy and the Cumberland Three, they're from all over the place. France and other foreign places. Rust from Australia. And we're finishing up with one of the finest bands to come out of Finland, excluding, of course, Sweatmaster, who actually are doing one more gig.
Ah, okay.
The final gig they did wasn't enough, clearly. They've been persuaded to do one more. And I should have information about it next week. This is a band called Leningrad Cowboys. Do you remember that film, Leningrad Cowboys Go America?
No.
Oh, it's a brilliant film. Really brilliant. Anyway, a lot of their stuff is quite hard to get or quite hard to pin down. There's a lot of different styles of music they've done. Because even though they're called Leningrad Cowboys, they are Finnish. And they have done a lot of Russian music with Soviet and Russian orchestras. They also do a lot of rock and roll music. They do a lot of covers. They do all sorts of stuff. But my favourite song of theirs is one that I've dug out.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you right now, Tony, I got this off the internet years ago. You know when there was Napster and all those things like that?
Yeah.
I can't remember whether. I think I got this from Audio Galaxy. Do you remember that one?
Yeah.
But this was basically illegally downloaded. But I'm still going to play it.
Okay.
No, I know that's controversial, but because I just want to, and it's a great song. And for those of you who haven't heard Leningrad Cowboys before, I'm hoping it inspires you to go and find out more about them. I'm justifying it like that. Who knows? It could hold up in a court of law.
Okay.
Anyway, it's brilliant. I love it. What I want to know is, what is Leningrad Cowboys' website?
LeningradCowboys.com.
No, LeningradCowboys.fi. You've been so close, but no cigar, Tony.
No.
But it means it's probably been Internet 7, Tony 1. And this, I'm joking about it being illegal, by the way. I do own it. I just thought I'd have a laugh. This is, and I've checked everything through and everything's fine on this gov. This is brilliant. I love this. This is Lumberjack Lady.
Swinging with my axe, cutting down the trees. so. Many men have us sent away. Sometimes things could be easier with someone, but I'm still waiting for Mr. Right to go.
Leave them, leave them things could be easier with someone, but I'm still waiting for Mr. Right to come.
Leave them, leave them, leave them somewhere. Leave them alone, everybody. Sing, sing, la, 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 leave them, da, da, leave them, sing, leave them, let's go. He's a hard-working politician,
Lenny Gray Cowboys, Tony. That is a rare song with a girl singing rather than the usual lead singer, but they just really, really great. Check out their stuff, go on their website, they are fine. Well, they're saying that my mate Lindburn saw them do some corporate gig once and said that he didn't like them, but anyway, what does he know? I think they're brilliant. Do check them out. And Lumberjack Lady, I just think it's a classic. Also, another good song of theirs is Fat Bob Dollop. Check that out as well. Next week, we're doing a Psychobilly special in honour of Bedlam Breakout, which is in Northampton a couple of weeks' time. So expect a load of Psychobilly tracks next week. Please do send me your poems and jokes. Please particularly send Tony your twats. Just remind him again.
Yeah, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they are from, and a reason. It's simple. Email me this week. Thank you.
And hello to the three internet radio stations that we're on, which are
Hussyskunk at hussyskunk.com. We're on Roach Radio, or as it's now called, the Internet's Talk Superstation. Search for Roach Radio on Facebook, you'll find them. And we're on Mover Radio, or on Channel 2, the hard drive. MoverRadio.com. Yes.
And thank you very much to those lovely people for carrying our show. I did hear from Helen and Aidy this week, and Helen had been listening to Hussy Skunk, saying it was only ruined by two English blokes who kept popping up doing adverts on their own show. I don't know who she means. Anyway, I've really enjoyed it this week. I hope you have too. Make sure you send us stuff in. This show falls apart without you, the listeners. We need your help. Help us out. That's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog. Apoog.